producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I see this headline going, a flu vaccine is the perfect holiday gift. Come on. The flu vaccine is a perfect holiday gift. I love the flu vaccine, okay, and I urge it, I recommend it, I encourage it profusely, but really, are you trying to get us, right, to get our flu shots as a Christmas gift, please? If I went up to my husband and said, look, for Hanukkah, I'm going to get you a flu shot, he'd be like, what? You're being cheap. But look at how the media just in general, we get manipulated. By the way, can I just say, I'm listening to news outlets right now, you know, talking about how they still haven't ruled out terrorism and the San Bernardino attack. Yet I'm reading in certain, like, for example, Washington Post, apparently the San Bernardino attacker did pledge allegiance to the Islamic State leader. They did pledge allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State. Therefore, this was an act of terrorism. So the woman, the Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, made the statement on a Facebook page. So they don't know if she was talking about Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi or another group within the state. But they knew this the whole time. And still, I'm being told on the news, when I'm listening to the major news outlets, they still haven't ruled it out. Why doesn't everybody know this already? It'd be really, really nice to know if ISIS or terrorism is now being actively, committed here, and we need to be more careful. Come on, people. I don't know. I'm really, really frustrated by the way, we're being given our information. You would think that we would be more knowledgeable, that we would be more informed because of the internet, but the manipulation is just driving me crazy. And, look, I'm in the media, okay, I understand that there is a huge responsibility. If I'm going to tell you something on air, it better be factual, and if it's not going to be factual, my opinion, then I give you my opinion. I talk about my opinion. This is what I think you should do with your kids. This is what I think you should do with your mother-in-law. But, I don't act like it's fact. Okay? But, if I know something that happened to our citizens that was deadly, I would tell you what I know, which is why in the middle of all the medical news, I'm telling you that we're being told that on Facebook, the female operative pledged her allegiance to the Islamic State. I think you guys need to know about that, so I'm going to tell you. But no, that's not the way it works. All right, everybody has to wait, and they have to mahdi coddle, and they have to kitten glove, and they have to make sure it's politically correct. And then they decide to make a statement. And it's extremely frustrating because I'm very, very concerned. I think there's a lot of attacks being planned. I don't think these two acted alone. All right, I think it was very well thought out. They had the baby taken care of by grandma. They had all the weaponry and the bulletproof vest and the gear. When is somebody going to say, look, okay, this is what's going on. No need to mass panic, but everybody get yourself on guard. Get yourself protected. Okay? And I'd really like to know when we get to carry a weapon. I don't understand that. Why? Listen, we need to have some sort of restrictions on who's getting these guns. I am full agreement. I think we all agree. I think all sides agree with that. Okay, this is ridiculous how people are getting assault rifles and shooting up schools and shooting up Christmas parties. This has got to be done. All right, but when are we also going to protect our citizens? Okay, why don't we have, you know, anybody protecting the kids? Why don't we have anybody that is designated at these areas for security to take out shooters? No, well, there's too many places, Dr. Dahlia. That's not really practical. Well, seeing our citizens get shot isn't practical either. And I just don't think the gun control discussion is going where it needs to go. Okay, the bad guys need to not get the guns. The good guys need to protect themselves, and the bad guys are going to still make bombs or pipe bombs or whatever the hell they want to make to kill people. So we need to up security so this type of stuff doesn't happen. And I think we need to kind of look and see how Israel handles things a little bit. Okay? Yeah, I mean, I understand many of the security guards and officers there and people are at risk all the time. Somebody's hiding knives or hiding guns under their clothing, and then they come up and they attack. But, you know, in Israel, many of them are guarded. Many of them, the schools are guarded. They have armed guards and military watching the schools. You know, so you don't hear of these things happening as much. We just need to get our poop together. So back to this flu shot being a good Christmas gift. Go for it. Give your loved one flu shots. Got to tell you, we're not seeing that many people coming in for their flu vaccine across the country. People don't want to. Apparently, National Influenza Vaccination Week runs next week. Woo, yay! We're going to celebrate National Influenza Vaccination Week, December 6th to the 12th. It's supposed to encourage the community to get the flu vaccine. But not many people are doing it. They're like, no, last year the flu vaccine stunk. I feel good. I would rather get immunity. And I get that. But, you know, after just seeing what this norovirus or this bug, this stomach bug that hit so many people and so many kids in my neck of the woods, all right, I don't even think I want to see what the flu is going to do. Okay? I don't like the fever. I don't like the secondary infections you could get when you're down for the count with the flu, the fact that you can't move and you're aching and you're feeling like crap. And, you know, maybe the flu shot isn't going to be that good this year either, but it still protects against some of the strains. And it's still, even last year's being, what, 16% effective, they said, that still saved lives. So if you guys usually get the flu shot and you're on the fence, I would say strongly consider it, okay? They worked really, really hard on it, and they tried to make it super extra good. But, you know, one thing I would like to see are the trends. If we're starting to miss the mark a little bit more, I'd like to see what's happening with that. If we're missing the mark, and why is that? Are these flu strains getting smarter to the point where, you know, we won't be able to match it as easily as we used to? I don't know. It's something to think about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you guys listen to podcasts. Some of you listen to me live. Some of you listen to the show delayed. But we still always want to take your questions and comments and play them on air. So let's go right to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What I would like to know is most doctors, if not all doctors, are perceived by their patients of not caring at all, that it's all about money. Rush you in there, say a few words to you, and rush you out. I would love to hear Dr. Dahlia's response to that. Thank you.
It's a good question. I don't want to say I don't think all patients feel that way. It's a good question, and I think you're right that it's something that needs to be discussed, because I think a lot of patients feel that way, but not all of them. You know, sometimes I've cried with my patients. I mean, they've just made me bawl at some of the stories that they've had. And, you know, we hug them, we hold their hand. We don't always rush in and out. During the busy time of year, oh, hell yeah. And I've felt that way. I had a very scary surgery, and I had just three things on my list to ask the doctor. He would barely let me get through one of them. So I've been through that, too, as a patient. So I know what you're talking about. But I think a lot of doctors, they really do care. We do start to bond with our patients. A lot of people think that in medical school, we're told to be hard and cold. Sometimes you just start to develop a shell, because if you become that emotionally involved in each and every one of your patients, you won't make it. You won't. It is so hard to see somebody that you worked on all night long die the next day. It is devastating. You know, just like, you know, when you guys are in the military, although I wouldn't even fathom comparing what doctors do to what those of you do in the military, and thank God for your service and your heroism. But, you know, if you were on the battlefield and you broke down and started to cry when you saw one of your comrades fall or get blown up, you couldn't continue to function. You couldn't continue to stay alive. You couldn't continue to protect, you know, your other, you know, comrades. And so, you know, you develop a psychological protective mechanism to still continue and go through. Some of you can't do it again. After that, you're like, I can't. And I don't blame you. Psychologically, that's so traumatic. But some of you go, look, I got to move on. Same thing with cops, first responders, etc. It's so hard seeing somebody die. And doctors see people die. And we spend time with them. We bond with them. We promise that we're going to do everything we can. So when that happens, and somebody, or even if we're out of the ER setting, or you know, you're in the private practice setting, and you know, you work with that person for years, and they do come down with the cancer that, you know, has been rampant in their family, and you guys did as many things as possible, but you know, you're not God. You can't prevent a cancer from starting. You got them off smoking, you got them screened, and when you see, you know, stuff like that happen, you know, it breaks your heart. So one thing that some doctors do, and I mean, we're not talking about Obamacare and the whole financial aspect. That's the next subject we're going to talk about, which is where we see a lot of that stereotype come to play. But, you know, if you don't see your doctor cry or come to your funeral or a funeral, okay, obviously you wouldn't see them come to your funeral unless, of course, you know, you're able to be up there and watch. But anyway, God forbid. But, there's only so much we could emotionally open up to, okay? I mean, I really bond with my patients. But at some point, I mean, I have to put up a wall. I couldn't do it. I mean, I can't be sitting there crying and seeing the rest of my patients that day. I can't do that because my other patients don't want that. Okay, you don't want to go to a doctor that if you smell bad, go, ooh, oh, oh, ooh. You want them stoic to that. You know, and we in medical school had to learn that no matter what the sight, no matter what the smell, no matter what the sound, we could continue. You know how difficult it is to deliver a baby in a woman that came in already fully dilated, so she's unable to get the epidural, and she is screaming blood-curdling screams while you're trying to concentrate and get the baby out alive? And sometimes there's complications and you need to figure out how to get that shoulder out and, you know, untangle the umbilical cord. You need to be able to operate like that. When you're in an ambulance, the AMR or the AMR is awesome in my neck of the woods, but your emergency medical services, here you are. You have maybe the wife in the van with you, the ambulance with you. You're trying to listen to the sounds of the heart with your stethoscope while the sirens are going on. while you're in a car with somebody going, is he okay, is he okay, is he okay? How are you supposed to hear? How are you supposed to listen? And so we have to be trained to function and tune things out. Unfortunately, it starts to translate into some of our everyday non-emergent type patients, and we start to tune things out. Sometimes I actually teach some of my patients to tune things out. This is very unique, but I've told you many times how sometimes you could ruin your medical care by biasing the doctor. So I had a mom bring in a child. The child, I told you this story, had fallen off a trampoline and was having lower abdominal pain, you know, the next day, and it was getting worse. And, you know, the mom kept saying, yeah, he fell off the trampoline, and I'm like, I think it's his appendix. And she's like, no, it's not. He fell off the trampoline. I go, stop saying falling off the trampoline. Just stop saying that. Yeah, I needed to tune that out, and I needed to stop and look at what was in front of me. I had a kid that was having lower abdominal pain down in the right lower quadrant. I sent him for a CAT scan. The mom was all mad and upset. The child had an appendiceal abscess and was about to have an appendiceal rupture. It was getting worse. Now, maybe the trampoline had some effect on it. I'm not sure. Maybe it saved his life because it brought him in, the trampoline incident. But, you know, sometimes you have to hone in and go, look, I'm not going to get distracted. I'm going to see what the hell I have in front of me, and I'm going to attack that. I told you about the lady who said, look, you know, my asthma's flaring up. Can you give me, you know, my inhalers? And I'm like, you know, your asthma's flaring up. Your asthma looks good. We did the test. Her pulmonary function test was awesome. And I go, tell me more about these asthma flare-ups. Oh, it's my asthma. I go, don't use the word asthma. Let's tune out the word asthma. No asthma. Tell me what you're feeling. Well, I'm having trouble breathing. Now, that is a whole different symptom than asthma. Asthma is not a symptom, it's a diagnosis. So I go, stop for a second, okay? You are having trouble breathing. I look at her EKG, it's abnormal. I do a chest x-ray, her heart looks abnormal. She had a tumor on her heart. Her prior doctors never did that workup. She never had asthma. Turned out she was being treated with asthma medications the whole time, and she never had asthma. It was a heart tumor. It's called an atrial myxoma. We got it taken care of. She never needed inhalers again. So sometimes you do need to tune patients out. I hate to say that because you're the patient. And that's a very, very scary thing to tell a medical student. But I need to sometimes tell the medical students, don't just rely on what the parents or the patient is saying. Sometimes you have to dissect out what you're looking at. You got somebody with chest pain or somebody with trouble breathing or somebody with abdominal pain. Don't forget your training and think about that also. Now, what about the money situation? The money situation sucks. Your primary care doctors have to see more patients than they ever have just to barely pay their staff, pay the malpractice insurance, workers' comp insurance, rent, etc. And it is getting very frustrating. And so these doctors, in order to get through their day and get through what they need to get through, they have to be quick and they have to be terse. And I'm not defending them by any means. I think it stinks. That's not the way to practice medicine. And some of my patients will get a lot of time and some of them won't. I don't have any problems admitting it. It's not my proudest thing to admit, but sometimes I cannot spend all that. I had a patient walk in at the last minute wanting to be seen. So we took care of what he had. I diagnosed him, but then he wanted to talk about other stuff. And I said, I can't. I squeezed you in. We have to close up. I handled what you wanted. You're going to have to come back and we'll spend more time talking about the other stuff you want to talk about, the non-urgent stuff. But no, we have to stop now. And it's a shame. I hate doing that. But, you know, you can't sit there and spend an hour with the patient. Now, the, MDVIP or these concierge doctors, many times they can do that. And, they can, because they only schedule maybe 10 patients a day. And boy, is that nice. I mean, wow, I would love to do something like that. But I like seeing patients that don't have a lot of financial means to see doctors. I think they have a right to see me too. And so I see patients no matter what their financial status is. So I hope that answers your question. Patients are perceiving doctors like that, and they will continue because the system's getting worse. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing, though, I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Chipotle Mexican Grill, their shares have fallen after the CDC discloses more E. coli illnesses. That really stinks because, you know, Chipotle was on the rise. It was like one of the most popular, you know, places for people to eat as other fast food restaurants were starting to drop because people didn't want to go for burgers. They didn't want to go for for chicken sandwiches. They want to go for more fresh mex type of thing. They say the illnesses have been reported in states including Illinois, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, none of which had previously been affected by the outbreak. And the CDC said Friday in a statement that the update brings the total to 9 states, 52 illnesses, with 47 reporting having eaten at Chipotle. Of the 3 most recent cases, only one person reported eating at Chipotle in the week before falling sick. The report of new illnesses, they say, comes on the day that the company unveiled a revamped food safety program. That was fast. That includes improving its supply chain and conducting DNA testing of produce. Chipotle, which I think everybody should be doing that, by the way. Chipotle, which said earlier that there may be more cases, also is retooling its training to help employees handle food more carefully. Chipotle shares fell as much as 5% to 537.17 in New York after the CDC statement was released. The stock has already slid 17% this year through Thursday. I know, you wait till it goes down to the bottom, they'll make a comeback, and then you buy the stock. But I know I'm not supposed to give you financial advice. See? All right, no financial advice. I'm going to... here's the thing. Okay, if one share is $537.17, I can maybe afford a tenth of a share. I got about $50 burning a hole in my pocket. And I don't know if I want to put that on, you know, I will not put on the Cowboys. I'm sorry. I love the Cowboys, but no, I probably, you know, there's no Romo now. I'm very frustrated. Maybe another Patriot game or something. I got $50 burning a hole in my pocket. So I wondered if maybe I could buy a tenth of a Chipotle share. 537. How the hell do you guys buy shares? You must have to have millions of dollars. Man, that's, wow. That's some tough stuff. All right. There was also, I guess, a recall with, there's something I wanted to say on this Chipotle thing, but I'm going to get back to it. Starbucks recalls Christmas panini over an E. coli scare. They had a Christmas turkey panini, and they removed that from over 1,000 stores after discovering that an ingredient in the sandwich was linked to an earlier E. coli outbreak. They removed it from California, Oregon, and Nevada because of a celery onion blend that was used in a Costco rotisserie chicken salad. I guess is also used in their panini. I had no idea there's a celery onion blend. Doesn't that sound yummy? In November, okay, so they talk about the E. coli with the Costco thing. 19 people across 7 states got affected, but it was a more virulent strain, the O157. Hence, 2 people got kidney failure. As a result, a joint investigation by the Washington State Department of Health and Centers for Disease Control, CDC, have now set up to trace the source of the outbreak, and now they're identifying anybody who possibly was using the celery onion blend. Okay. The celery was supplied by Taylor Farms, an American-based producer of fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. Taylor Foods has launched a recall of their celery products that could have the E. coli, and I guess no illnesses thus far with the Starbucks panini, and we'll go from there. Okay, here's my thing. Okay, yes, no, somebody needs to be testing the plants. Somebody needs to be watching what's going on from there. But I got to tell you, when I go out to eat, I always look at the kitchen, and especially with the fast food. Sometimes I don't see these people wearing gloves. I see them wipe their nose. I see them cough. And, you know, there's such an argument you could build up in your head and make yourself paranoid to eat out ever. You know, I'm really getting sick and tired of seeing the lack of work ethic in many of these places. Now, I told you what happened when I was waiting tables. I was doing my side work, and I'm a real, real goody-two-shoes. And my job was to put all the dressings away, cover everything up, clean up the salad area, and whatever. And the waiters and waitresses that were leaving, we were all going to a party. I'm like, Dahlia, hurry up, come on, hurry up. You've heard this story before. And I'm like, I'm getting there, just leave me alone, let me get done. Well, the big, huge warehouse-style industrial type of saran wrap has a huge serrated end for you to rip off the saran wrap. And so, you know, I'm rushing and I'm getting everything done, and all of a sudden I see a red dot in the middle of the Thousand Island bin. I'm like, that's weird. We don't really use pimentos. So I look at my hand, and I see that I was bleeding. Okay, so I'm like, oh, crap. So I dump out the whole Thousand Island, and I go and I prepare the new Thousand Island bin. Well, imagine somebody who didn't want to lose another 15 minutes could have just mixed it right in there and moved on. And it scares me because, you know, if nobody's watching, this kind of stuff can happen. And I saw how easily it could happen, you know, how easily it is to cut yourself or to come to work sick, etc. So I think what needs to happen is there has to be video cameras on every aspect of that kitchen. Whether it's the prep area, whether it's the line, whether it's the where they cook, where the grill is. But you need to have cameras everywhere. And what I think has to happen is good management needs to every now and then watch. And look, the cameras should be well known. I don't want anybody straightening their bra or, you know, fixing their zipper, you know, thinking they have a private moment because the boss just steps aside. I mean, let everybody know that there's cameras. Okay, so there's no privacy issues. And watch and see how they're preparing the food. And a good manager should do that every day. Look at some video, keep an eye out, and see what happens. And if you see somebody wiping their nose and then touching the food and wiping the nose, touching their food, fire them. Okay, that's, they know better. Nobody who works in a kitchen, okay, it doesn't get the proper training. Like where we live, you have to get a health card. They teach you all about that. Okay, you can't be doing that. And, or coughing on the food, or licking it, or doing some of the other weird things that we hear gets done. Okay? But I mean, you cannot infect your customers. And I think good management will oversee that. And once word gets out, and you go, look, you know, we're watching you. And if we see, you know, if you have to wipe your nose, have somebody else flip the burger and go and run to the bathroom and clean your nose. If you're sick, don't come to work. Call in. And, you know, maybe that'll help. But right now, the fact that I, as a customer, am seeing all sorts of ways that infectious disease could be getting into my food is extremely frustrating. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say dads are possibly passing the obesity gene to kids in their sperm. Men's weight affects markers on sperm cells that could affect the eating behavior and health of their children. Obese parents are already known to increase the risk of children because, you know, they're obese and it may be their genes. But they say this is very interesting because they think it influences the sperm. Large differences were seen. And when men in the study underwent gastric bypass surgery, markers in their sperm changed over time as their diet and lifestyle improved after surgery. So basically, they took guys who were obese and they took guys that had the gastric, you know, bypass surgery, lost weight, and they found that the sperm changed. Researchers at the University of Denmark said their work shows the expression of genetic data can be changed with lifestyle alterations, which they think could lead to methods of preventing the transmission of obesity or other disorders from parents to children. They say, today we know that children born to obese fathers are predisposed to developing obesity regardless of their mother's weight. See, I was skinny when I gave birth to my kids. So they should be fine. I mean, they, you know, but, you know, there's unfortunately obesity on both sides of the family. Everybody gets the same look. We all look like weebles on both sides of the family. So I'm so afraid my kids when they're older is going to look like a weeble. I'm starting to look like a weeble with my butt. Okay, so they looked at the men. They looked at their BMI. And they saw 5,000 changes in the sperm. How's a sperm big enough for them to be 5,000 changes after the bypass surgery? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home,
How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Matt Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is an interesting headline. Are your goldfish sabotaging your Wi-Fi? Or are your Christmas tree lights? Internet company TalkTalk claims these lights will reduce Wi-Fi performance and water absorbs radio waves used in Wi-Fi networks. So if you put your wireless router near a fish tank, which kind of makes sense, I never wanted to do that because I thought it would kill the fish. That would be a horrible science fair project for any student to do because it would kill the fish. But it would be, if it was just strictly science speaking, that would be a very easy experiment to do. Put the Wi-Fi next to the fish and see if they die. Not that I want any fish to die. They don't, you know, deserve that, but you wonder. I just never put a router near any fish or whatever because I don't want them to, you know, die. Of course, my cat likes to go up to it near the area, but still. So, they say too many Christmas lights will interfere with your wireless internet connection and the fish. And then if you have a big fish with a big tushy kind of swimming around, I'm sure that, I'm looking at a picture right now with the goldfish and looking, the goldfish looks so mad. The goldfish looks so angry, like, why am I in the stupid bowl? Alright, so what is Wi-Fi? It is your wireless system that allows your computers, your smartphones, your games, your consoles, and every other gadget to connect to the internet. It is the heartbeat of our homes, of our offices, etc. And I guess there's a Wi-Fi network, and there's a box, and then there's a Wi-Fi router called a hub or wireless access point. This box is a mini radio transmitter, if you ever knew how it worked, and it's a receiver. So it typically connects to the internet through an ordinary phone socket, converts information from the internet into these radio waves, which it broadcasts to any nearby gadgets equipped with it. At the same time, it receives the radio signals from those gadgets and feeds them back to the internet. So for those of you guys who thought radio was dead, it's not. In fact, you need radio and radio waves to make your internet work. So all new computers, smartphones, games, machines have this built-in Wi-Fi that many of you, I hope, already realize that. And older devices can use Wi-Fi if they are fitted with a plug-in adapter. That's pretty smart. And then I guess it goes slow. It ticks us off. And then we put up our Christmas lights, which are really pretty. And then it kind of messes things up. That's okay. Baby monitors can also be messed up, so be prepared. Okay, you're like, oh, the baby must be asleep. I'm not hearing anything. No. It could be the Wi-Fi not getting through. They say the worst walls are your bricks, plaster, marble, and metal. If your house is old and large with solid interior walls, the Wi-Fi may not reach into all of the rooms. You know how a lot of you guys are walking around and you're trying to lift up the phone and try to find a Wi-Fi signal and yeah. With us, where we live, the walls are just your, I think you got your 2x4s or whatever up there, and then you got the insulation. And they aren't solid walls, so it's very, very easy. In fact, you can hear everything from each room. I could yell at the kids from my room and go, do your homework. How did you know I wasn't doing my homework? All right, sometimes you can mess with your neighbors. Sometimes you could take your neighbor's Wi-Fi, which is kind of nice. And I guess that's it, right? Okay. Right now, though, you know, many scientists are exploring if Wi-Fi is a danger. Right now, they do not think that Wi-Fi radio signals will harm humans. However, there was that science fair project done by a bunch of European high school students. I think it was Denmark. I forget. Was it Denmark or was it Dutch students? Holland. I'm not too sure. But they found that they had the Wi-Fi router, and then they had plants at 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot, 4 feet away, 5 feet, and the plants closer to the Wi-Fi died. So we don't know if it's a heat issue, etc. But right now, we don't have any full scientific studies thinking Wi-Fi hurts us. So nobody needs to panic, okay? But we do tell people to kind of keep the routers at least a few feet away from sofas and beds, etc. So you don't feel like you are, you know, sleeping right next to them. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say too much reality TV is bad for your brain. Young adults who watch a lot of TV and do not exercise may start to see effects on their brain. In a new study, researchers looked at the TV viewing habits of more than 3,200 people who are 25 years old. The people in the study who watch more than 3 hours of TV a day on average over the next 25 years were more likely to perform poorly on cognitive tests. Now, mind you, one of my favorite reality TV shows is Pawn Stars, because I was on it, and because I like it. You learn a lot. So something like that, no, you learn. You learn a lot of history. That is not going to ruin your brain. But some of the other stuff that I see on reality TV, yes, I do agree with that. But, you know, we always kind of joke, and we, you know, use that statement, oh, yeah, you know, watching too much TV ruins your brain. This is a study actually looking at 3 hours or more of TV per day causing you to have decreased cognition. The results suggest that engaging in physical activity is very important for brain health. So maybe while you're watching TV, you need to exercise. You need to be on a treadmill. You need to dance. You need to, I don't know, boogie. But I think it's extremely important to not sit and watch TV. In the study, the researchers asked the participants every 5 years how many hours per day they spent watching, and they found and then what they did is they looked at a few years later their cognitive function, how they process information, verbal memory, executive function. These are certain mental skills. And 353 people in the study who watched more than 3 hours per day were more likely to perform worse on some of the tests. And the 528 people in the study who exercised the least performed worse on one of the tests than people who are more physically active. So, okay, this is what I suggest. You know, all these studies talking about TV being bad for the brain. Is it really the TV, or is it the fact that you're not exercising? So if you exercise, or you stand, or you do arm circles, or you do stretches, or you do some yoga poses and stances while you're watching TV, does that negate the health risks of watching TV? I'd like to know that, okay? Because a lot of you guys that work out in the gym, you watch the TV when you do it, right? Yet you guys seem to be healthy. Why? What's going on? Well, maybe it's because you're exercising. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They're saying not enough patients are taking their cholesterol drugs. Half of the people who could benefit from cholesterol-lowering drugs are not taking them. And I tell you guys to take them. Come on, people. More than a third of American adults fall under the criteria that make them eligible to take medications that will lower the LDL or bad cholesterol levels. But a report by CDC researchers shows nearly half are not taking their medication. The report also showed that less than half of people with high cholesterol were making lifestyle changes that could help them sidestep heart disease, such as regular exercise, a heart-healthy diet, shedding pounds, etc. The study reveals opportunities to reduce existing disparities through targeted patient education and control cholesterol management programs. According to Dr. Carla, got to give credit where credit's due, Mercado, scientist at the Division of Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention. Okay, so basically 800,000 people are dying each year in the United States from cardiovascular diseases. So what an every three deaths, cholesterol is a big part of that, they say. I'm surprised it's not more, but still. So one in three. Why are we not, or the 800,000 equates to one in three deaths have to do with high cholesterol? Why aren't more people taking their medicine? Well, because the media is so anti-pharmaceutical, they want you to believe that these pharmaceutical companies are, making up these diseases and making up these medications so they make money. No, they're not, okay? These medications would not be bought or purchased or recommended by doctors if they were placebo. These things work. I've seen them work. Yes, there's medicines out there that are a crock of crap, and I don't recommend people taking them, and I don't prescribe them. But some of the medications that I love are the statin medications. So if you have high cholesterol, I want you to sit down with your medical provider. I want you to figure out what your risk factors are and if you need to be on one. But I think it's ridiculous that people that have insurance, that can get the medicine, they don't do it. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
Bye. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.